T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Look at what's going on around this nation. And these are facts. It's not editorial comment. Facts. Texas. Oh, there's no problem. No virus. This is all a Democratic delusion. Oh, the cases are going up. That's only because the testing is going up. Really? Then why are more people going into hospitals? People don't go into hospitals unless more people are getting sick. Fact. Arizona. States that were in denial, right? That underestimated the virus. Now they're all singing a different tune. Now they're all starting to say, we better take this seriously. We better start wearing masks. They're going backwards on their reopening plan, which is just what we talked about happening. You were in the room many times. I said, if you reopen too fast, what's going to wind up happening is you're going to have to close. And then that's going to be the worst situation. It's going to be the worst for the economy. It's going to be worse for people. And you're going to lose more people in the meantime. That is exactly what is happening. States are now having to roll back their reopening plan. Fact, the buck stops on the president's desk. That is a fact. That's what it means to be the president of the United States. The buck stops on my desk. In this state, the buck stops on my desk. I am the governor of the state. It stops on my desk. It doesn't just stop on the president's desk because he's the president. This is also the words that came out of his mouth. He was in denial of the COVID virus from day one. It's just the flu. It's going to go away. It's going to be a miracle. It's not going up. It's only the testing that is going up. He denied the reality of this situation from day one. Reopen right away, reopen right away, liberate those states. I had all the demonstrations every day, liberate, liberate, liberate. You're artificially keeping the economy closed. There's no reason. That came from him. You know what's funny in this country? Sometimes if the president speaks, people listen. Even if the president is Trump, sometimes they listen. And those Republican governors listened. And a lot of Republicans listened and won't wear a mask. He's holding rallies, bringing thousands of people together in close quarters, no masks. What signal did that send to the American people? Couldn't be a problem. Here's the president of the United States bringing thousands of people together, no masks. Can't be a problem. If it was a problem, the president wouldn't do it. Wrong. Buck stops on his desk, and it's what came out of his mouth. He denied the reality of the virus. Well, you know what, Mr. President? Reality wins. every time. You don't defeat reality. Denying reality does not defeat reality. And he has lived in denial. And he has been denying the scientific facts from day one. He has been denying what every health expert in the United States of America was saying. He denied what his own CDC said. His CDC, when they first projected this March 13th, said at a minimum, 2 million people would be hospitalized. At a minimum, his CDC. You know how many 2 million is? The nation only has 900,000 housing hospital beds. And they said 2 million will require hospitalization. Look at what they were saying. The Peter Navarro memo in late January, 1 million could die. He denied it all. Denied his science advisors, denied the CDC, denied Dr. Fauci, denied them all. Reality wins. And reality won. And now the country is suffering because of the president. And it's time for him to change course. When you're in a hole, stop digging. Will Rogers. It's time for the president to actually tell the truth. The first thing he can do, come clean with the American people, admit the threat of this virus. Admit you were wrong. It's not an admission. Everybody knows you were wrong. Doesn't cost you anything. At least have the courage to admit what everybody else already knows. You were wrong. And send a message to this nation that we have to mobilize our citizens, we have to mobilize our government, and we have to start doing something about this. And you want to take one easy step that will send a powerful message. Put a mask on it. Put a mask on it. Next time you're smiling at the camera, put a mask on it, Mr. President. It's the best thing he could do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.